Blog Talk Radio.
Out every Thursday night, ATAZP Live, right here on the same channel,
blogtalkradio.com/ATAZT. So shout out to him. And shout outs to my girl Stephanie, my girlfriend, my wonderful lady. Shout outs to her. I told you I was going to give you a shout out. So there you go, babe. All right, Black. I tell you what, let's get into this DJ J Rage mix. And when we come back, you should be graced by Meezy. So you ready, boy?
Yes, sir. I'm ready.
All right, let's do this. Let's do this. We will be back. The Buzz and Black Show right here. We are going in the mix with DJ J Rage.
Many, many, many tribes to come close.
Mixing the DJ J Rage.
My little bitch, my little bitch, hustle trying to make him something. Ain't no telling what he'll do for the paper.
Ain't no telling.
Two plates, I'm straight, I stay, my plates, I stay. I'm a smooth operator.
I drop top of my wheel, baby.
That car I'm driving make you feel some type of way.
I know you do.
That custom brightly make you feel some type of way. We got me feeling some type of way.
Okay, okay.
Is it cause my homies rich? You feel some type of way.
Right,
some type of way. Make you feel some type of way. Hurt you wanna fuck me? No, you feel some type of way. Mr. CEO, it's what my title say. Me and my homies DJ Ho, he feel some type of way. Okay, now let me real, I know you feel some type of way.
I know you too.
When I get to bite on her ear, she make that Tyson face.
Don't look like that.
I drop down to my knees, thankful for life today.
Thank you, love.
No nap, this long sleep. Hibernate.
Let go.
I can tell if he 12,
yeah.
Right away. Go through hell, cause I care, move you far away. Drop you off late, no, he feel some type of way. I got hoes, like dogs trying to make what Tiger made. I gotta hide away, and I go there sometimes to give my mind a break. I find a way to still get through the struggle, what I'm trying to say. And I ain't lying today when I tell you that I love my nigga Ben Hustle, trying to make him something. Ain't no telling what he'll do for the paper.
Ain't no telling.
Two plates, I'm straight, I stay, my plates, I stay. I'm a smooth operator.
I drop top of my wheel, baby.
That car I'm driving make you feel some type of way.
I know you do.
That custom brightly make you feel some type of way.
I'm trying to hold.
This bitch on we got me feeling some type of way. Is it cause my homies rich, you feel some type of way? Some type of way, make you feel some type of way. Her, she wanna fuck me, no, you feel some type of way. Mr. CEO, it's what my title say. Me and my homies, DJ Ho, he feel some type of way.
Chi-chi. My presence in these pens ain't been the same since I was younger. As I walk inside the place, the niggas start to feel something. Cuffing hoe, bitch, you should. Talking slick, I wish you would. Paying the DJ to play your shit as if it really sounded good. Then hookah and some rock, I feel some kind of way. Don't get it fucked up, bitch, he call it pop all day. I can give a fuck what anybody really gotta say. When they talk, it's you, they call, they feel some type of way. Shawty, I hope you ain't worried about your head today. Chris on a piece of puss, I'm known to get carried away. And make you wake up talking about how you wanna marry me. That's the crazy shit that happened every Saturday. My bitch, call me and say, JD, I think it's about time that you put them in their place. Let them know that it's levels to this shit, and you and the niggas ain't running in the same fucking race. No,
I
no.
That car I'm driving make you feel some type of way.
I know you do.
That custom brightly make you feel some type of way.
I'm trying to
hold. This bitch on we got me feeling some type of way. Is it cause my homies rich, you feel some type of way? Some type of way, make you feel some type of way. Her, she wanna fuck me, no, you feel some type of way. Mr. CEO, it's what my titles.
You're in the mix with DJ Ray.
What you mean? Drugs or whatever, where my inspiration is more or less
giving the truth out to everybody and everybody hearing my story, how I grew up and the things that I've seen, and trying to, you know, promote change and positivity.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. What about you, Bud? What you got?
That's what's up. My question really is, you know, how'd you come up with your the name Measy, and how'd you come up with Measy Music? And, you know, give a shout out to your camp, like all the cats you do music with and all that. Like, first, how did you come up with the name Measy?
Actually, Measy was a nickname that my friends and cousins or whatever start calling me back in the day. It started out like Uncle Mike. Everybody was calling me Uncle Mike, and then somehow, some way, I don't even remember who the first person was, called me Uncle Measy. And then from that, Measy just really stuck, and I just stuck with it. And then, you know, as far as the music, I just kept it with that. And then as far as Measy, the truth, is because, like I said, you know, I'm more or less trying to speak the truth and the reality of all this stuff. And, you know, so I just stuck to Measy, the truth. So far, so good.
Okay. That's what's up. Now, how long have you had Measy Music? How long has your label, how long has that been in effect for?
I say within like the last 8 months or so, 8 months to a year, whatever. I've been working on my movement for a very long time, but I've actually just been blessed within the last year to acquire my own studio equipment and have my own studio, actually in my dining room in my place. Real nice, you know, top quality studio equipment. And then my brother, Chase Watts or whatever, a lot of people don't know that, but that's my brother, my young brother. But he does a lot of my engineering and stuff, and mixing, mastering, and a lot of my beats as well. So, you know, that's just something that we all grew up on. Like Chase, growing up, he was always into music. He seen us coming up with it. As a matter of fact, I think he was about 8 years old. He got his first drum set and just went crazy from there and making beats and everything.
Okay, that's what's up. And, you know, shout out to Slick and Chase. Them are my boys, too. You know, we want to have them on the show real, real soon. And then Slick and Chase, they're real busy. So, but what we're going to do right now, I want to jump into one of your tracks. Let's do Summer Love. You want to let the listener audience know a little bit about, you know, what Summer Love is and, you know, how you came to get this song together.
Summer Love was more an idea. Well, one day I was basically just listening through some beats and everything, looking online or whatever, SoundCloud and around, and basically ran into this guy on there. His name was it the Downtown Music? No, it was Flawless Beats or whatever. And I heard the beat, and the beat was just ill. And I just, like, when I heard that, it just put me in the mind of, you know, something more positive, something for the ladies. And I just was thinking of it. It really started out as a dream. Like, I had part of it is like a dream that I had, and then I just added a little bit like onto it as time went on, as I listened to the beat, to make it more or less like a dream girl. Like, not only was it part of my dream, but the other things, the qualities that would be perfect in a lady. And I just rolled with it.
Okay. That's what's up. All right, here it is. Summer Love by our boy Measy, the Buds and Black Show. We will be back in a little bit.
Yeah. A little something for the ladies. The one you wake up early in the morning with after a long night. She gon' hold you down and let you know that things will be alright. I'm talking summer love.
I want that summer love.
Yeah, I want that summer love. The one that lights your day up like the sun, cause her smile is extra bright. She gives you her heart, hoping that one day she'll be your wife. I'm talking summer love.
I want that summer love.
Yeah, I want that summer love. Envisioned you a while ago, first time was like a dream. First glimpse was how your smile would glow around your pretty teeth. I noticed that your style was dope, even the little things. Matching purses, shirts, and sneaks, seen how you're confident and caprice. I know you weren't nervous and you seemed to be intrigued by the way you winked and smiled, though you didn't say a thing. You may graduated me and I just play the human seat. Quickly slid me 7 digits, then just blew up like the breeze. Received 1,000 texts and then we kick it like Karate Kid. Next was to the crib to put in work just like Miyagi did. On top of the fitness game just like Joseph Pilates kids. Wanna hug your body like those Roberto Cavalli's is. Baby, let's just grab some gelati and let's just walk for a minute. A little stroll through the park and let's just talk for a minute. You got some combo to sparkle, you can talk till you finish. You got my full attention, girl, if you talk, I'ma listen. The one you wake up in the morning with after a long night, she gon' hold you down and let you know that things will be alright. I'm talking summer love.
I want that summer love.
Yeah, I want that summer love. One that lights your day up like the sun, cause her smile is extra bright. She gives you her heart, hoping that one day she'll be your wife. I'm talking summer love.
I want that summer love.
Yeah, I want that summer love.
I ain't playing around, girl, I'm loving how you're living. Your beauty and your smile, now that was God given. But you don't play around, if you want it, then you get it. You go that extra mile, so I love your independence. I love your independence.
Girl, you know I ain't tripping when I say it. But treat them like a coupon, cause them other chicks can save it. And you're not like the usual or other chicks I've dated. So for you, I'll do it all. All you gotta do is say it. Yeah, I used to be a player with the fellas calling pimp. And I had my share of ladies, but their mother chicks were tips. I was just like Marcus Houston, immature little kids. But I'm through with all them games, baby girl, cause you my win. The one you wake up in the morning with after a long night. She gon' hold you down and let you know that things will be alright. I'm talking summer love. Yeah, I want that summer love. One that lights your day up like the sun, cause her smile is extra bright. She gives you her heart, hoping that one day she'll be your wife. I'm talking summer love. Yeah, I want that summer love. The one you wake up in the morning with after a long night. She gonna hold you down and let you know that things will be alright. I'm talking summer love. Yeah, I want that summer love.
Yeah. I'm in love, baby. Woo! That's all I can say. I had to pull a Ric Flair. and say, woo! That's all I can say, man. Woo! Like, think.
Yeah. That joint was off the chain for real. I want some summer love over here right now. I might need to get a copy of that for the ladies.
I can dig it. For those of y'all that don't know, that was my 14-year-old daughter singing the hook, the background, that summer love. Shout out to my daughter, Dr. Q.
Big ups to your daughter. Like I told you yesterday, man, your daughter has some vocals. I hope she's preparing for her album real soon.
Yeah, definitely. Like, she a little different, though. I try to get her to, you know, the feel of music that I like, whatever. She's a little bit different. She likes the, you know, the Justin Bieber feel, the Demi Lovato and all them, like the stuff the kids like, the kids bop type music or whatever. She's not really into mine or whatever, but even the Summer Love song, she wasn't really a big fan of it. That's what's funny.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, she did her thing, though, on the vocals, man. She did her thing.
Yes, she did.
Definitely.
So what you got going on right now? What kind of, you know, you got this mixtape. Tell us a little bit about this mixtape that's getting ready to drop.
Well, the mixtape, I'm calling it The Birth of a Legitimate Hustler. Basically, where I even came up with that name was, you know, for those as well that hasn't known me all my life or whatever, I used to be, you know, a troublemaker. I was out running the streets, you know, into the dope and not using the dope but selling the dope and, you know, just all the crazy stuff, the street life or whatever and stuff. And then I wanted to, with this album, basically show everybody the full circle where I went from point A. Now I'm, you know, on my way to point B. I'm legitimate. You know, I got a legitimate job. I'm not selling dope no more. I'm taking care of my kids and, you know, doing everything I have to, chasing this music rather than, you know, out here chasing everything else and, you know, out here getting in trouble, whatever. So it's basically I'm just trying to promote positivity. And every song on the album is basically just about pretty much, you know, the negativities of different things in the streets, you know, for the little kids and to realize that, you know, there's all this, these other guys are talking about selling dope and everything. And, you know, there's more to life than that.
not just out here running the streets or whatever. You know, play some sports, do something with your life, grow up, you know, maybe be a hip-hop artist or something, anything. Anything but a dope dealer running these streets, shooting guns and all that crazy stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Absolutely. That's well said, brother. Well said. Definitely, definitely. So when is the mixtape, when's it going to drop?
Well, currently I was trying to put it out on July the 29th, whatever, which is my mother's birthday. Rest in peace to my mother. She was, murdered when I was 7 years old. Actually, I was 6 at the time. My little brother was 7 months old or whatever. So, you know, I wanted to kind of do that as a tribute. But right now I'm kind of going through some stuff without going deep into detail, you know, trying to get custody and my daughter and everything. So in the meantime, trying to do this and everything is kind of pushing my album back further. So I don't think I'll be able to push it on the 29th, but it won't be too much longer after that, maybe the next couple weeks after that or so. So hopefully everything, you know, and as well, I'd like to make the announcement that DJ Suspense, I'm formally going to announce that he's going to be the host of the mixtape now.
Oh, word. Word, that's what's up, DJ Suspense. That's what's up, yeah.
Definitely.
That's what's up. So when you're going to have to swing by again on the Bugs and Black show once the mixtape is dropped, because, you know, we wanna play a couple more hits off of that here on the show.
For sure, for sure. Yeah, I feel bad for them couple teasers I sent you, you know, so that's why I made sure I sent you two up. Because I know
you know. You know, I got on you about it. You sent me last night. You know.
Yeah, man, I was cracking up. Yeah, I know what you mean. Everybody I let hear that. Everybody wants to hear. I'm just waiting on my cousin Schlick come down. He's going to finish his verse. I'm going to drop the third verse, and then once I get that, track will be done. All I need is, you know, Chase to come down, do his little thing, and make it a beauty.
Okay, okay, that's what's up. And, you know, speaking of that little teaser that you sent me, I decided to go ahead and just play it on the show for everybody to hear so they can get mad along with me, you know.
Shout out to JL. Shout out to JL.
Big up. Shout out to JL. He is listening in on the show. Shout out to you, man. Need you back on the show. And speaking of JL, JL was one of the first people that I ever interviewed on a live radio show, not a recorded radio show, but a live one. So shout out to JL. I know he has some work getting ready to come out as well. So big ups to you, big dog. Now, if you'd like, you got anything before we jump into this next music segment?
I got to say, like, your daughter, man, she could be better than Willow Smith right now. I'm saying that right now. She got that voice. I'm still playing that track in my head, The Summer Love.
Thank you. I'm going to definitely let her know. I hope she's listening to it. I told her mom what to do, and they get on, and I let her hear it. I don't know if she's listening, but if you are, shout out to you, baby girl. Love you.
Absolutely, absolutely. So we're going to jump into this little teaser, and then after that, we're going to jump into the world premiere of Legitimate Hustlers. You want to just let the listening audience know a little bit about both of these tracks. You want to learn that's featuring Slick, Watts, and JL. Track's not done yet. We're just going to let you hear a snippet of it. And then Legitimate Hustler. You want to let the listening audience know a little bit about both these tracks?
Yeah, no problem. Basically, how I come with You Going to Learn, without pulling nobody's files or whatever, I got some, you know, friends, family, you know, all kinds of people that I know, even acquaintances that, you know, bad on drugs and, you know, whether it be snorting pills, snort coke, or, you know, drinking problems or whatever it may be, you know. And it's like I'm just trying to put out this message and try to reach out to them, you know. As many times as I sit back and I see them doing it and I try to say something, but, you know, they're not going to listen. They, you know, they're grown. They know everything. So, you know, sometimes you just got to fall back. But, you know, through my music, I believe that, you know, I can send a message and a word to try to grab onto these people and let them know, like, you know, hey, you know, there's more to life than this. You can do better than that. You know, there's God put you on this earth for a reason, and I'm sure it wasn't to, you know, mess up your life by doing drugs, you know. And that's pretty much where that came from. And JL came, I sent him my verse, and when he first heard the verse, he just lost his mind. He loved it. He said, man, you got to let me get on this track. But, you know, I'm like, go ahead, man, do your thing. So he went ahead, laid down the verse or his hook and everything, and took off from there. I love it. To be honest with you, every time I hear it, I get cold chill. And as far as, as far as legitimate hustlers, though, me and my dude, Mo Black, we were sitting around. I was looking for some beats, and Downtown Music Group, he's done some big names, done a lot of music producing for some big names out there, but reached out to him, heard one of his beats or whatever, and went ahead and got the lease on it and everything, and was just thinking, where can I go with this? And I wanted to keep something positive and let the kids know, like I was talking about earlier, you know, there's more to more to life than these streets and everything, where, you know, every other rapper you hear, every song is the trap dish, you know, no disrespect to Jeezy, no disrespect to Ross and, you know, a lot of these other cats, but, you know, most of their songs is talking about the trap house, this, and this, and that's all cool and whatever, but at the same time, you know, you got to let the kids know something else other than the street, teach them something else. They're looking up to us. They love our music, and, you know, I know there's little kids from the projects I grow up that look up to me. Matter of fact, shout out to my little man, Jay Vaughn, that lives up in the projects or whatever. I'm trying to get him on with me, whatever. 12 years old, man. Trust me, he's going to be a monster when he gets older.
Okay. Shout out to him. Absolutely. Well, y'all heard it from the man himself, so let's get into it. And we will be back here on the Bugs and Black Show, baby.
Yeah. It's a cold world, y'all. Meezy the truth. Yeah, some people don't learn, and so I gotta teach them before I watch them burn. I'ma try to reach them, get into their thoughts, grab a hold of their minds. You might think that I'm tripping, but I know that I'm fine. Yeah, I know that I'm fine. That liquor in these wines you be sipping got most you motherfuckers acting different. So I hope that you listen, just sit them bottles down. Stop sniffing, popping pills, and quit smoking on them vows. Won't try to get too personal, cause I ain't pulling fouls. But I just can't sit around watching this shit just go down. The weight's been feeling heavy like them niggas pushing pounds. I can't let it go no further. I'ma say this shit right now. Yeah. Let me talk to you.
All that bottle popping in them pills, they ain't paying bills, and I keep it real. You wanna learn what it's really like to push weight, putting food on your plate, keep your kids straight. You wanna learn what you can really do with your mind, but that stuff got you blind all the same.
Yeah, this song right here goes out to all you cats. Got nothing better to do but talk about selling dope, doing all this goofy ass shit. Man, get a life, man. Find something else better to talk about. Something else for these kids to look up to. You know what I'm saying? We role models out here for the next generation. You know what I'm saying? So you gotta be a good guy to be a good leader. Show these kids, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, something other than the street. Meezy, check it. Got no problem with the cops, cause I ain't do shit. Meezy the truth, so I ain't gotta prove shit. Cut the bullshit and focused on the music. Trap a drum, rap a homeboy, check the blueprint. I ain't selling snaps in the project, homeboy, by the snaps on the record. Cause I ain't trying to be confined in a box like I'm trapped in a black like checkers. Ducking knocks, living reckless, feeling like you always being watched by detectives. You getting restless, feel the pressure, why they stopping pictures and with the kids eating breakfast. And when you out with the chickens and flexing, yeah, the one you think you impressing. Well, baby, that's what they bring, cause you barely got a kiss for some new jeans, ring and a necklace. No cheese in invested, fed team, I get read at least 3 interceptions. Mama do, she's stressing, down on her knees, praying to see, well, please get the message. So what I'm saying is, y'all niggas should take a hit. I might just save your life if you take my wisdom and savor it. Money might be right, but what's it worth if you waver it? Forfeit it to the state or you die for living too dangerous.
I've been left a trap, now all I do is rap.
Selling dope, putting racks, I put that shit to the back. Why?
Why? Cause we legitimate hustlers.
Why?
Cause we legitimate hustlers.
Might not be living life as fast, but it's definitely official. Like Big Mac with a strap or a referee with a whistle.
Why? Cause we legitimate hustlers. Why? Cause we legitimate hustlers. I used to run blocks, now I rock mics. Suckers do what they can, I do what I like. Posted in the booth, more black and easy the truth. Banging on these beats like a bottle of honey fruit. Fuck what you heard and fuck what you think. Backpack full of CDs, I'm laughing all the way to the bank. And I ain't spit nothing about no Bugatti or singing like Drake. I just do my Waka Flocka and go hard in the paint. Ghetto boy like face, Westside connected like murder's the case. I take the bitter with the sweet and control the whole place. Body rocking, non stopping, head popping, hip hopping. The more money, the more problems. The more money, the more problems. We taking over, yeah, and we ain't ever scared. We bought them dollars, boy. We bout to get that bread. We on another level. Grind mode, put in the pedal, keep the crowd rocking. And I ain't said nothing about no girl named Crystal.
I've been left the trap. Now all I do is rap. Selling dope, putting racks. I put that shit to the back. Why?
Cause we legitimate hustlers. Why? Cause we legitimate hustlers.
Might not be living life as fast, but it's definitely official. Like Big Mac with a strap or a referee with a whistle.
Why? Cause we legitimate hustlers. Why? Cause we legitimate hustlers.
Never was a thug, just infatuated with the streets. Carry blades, waiting to be graduated to the heat. Till I came back to my senses. It's senseless for a man to unnecessarily carry a weapon if he ain't afraid to step to you with hands. So, the only arms that I need are on my body under my sleeves. Got your girlfriend all in my pocket. She with the apartment selling your dreams. Cool. Yeah, you thought you been ballin', but you probably still be tricking. Spending money for bras, the tea bottle's a little bit different. I'm chillin', but I'm still getting it. You so heated, I'm so cool. You pop the molly, you sweating. That drug's older than me, so that's old news, man. Y'all be on them synthetics, and that is not in my genetics. I wish I would just keep it real, cause I can't empathize with pathetic. So I don't know how I should feel. Y'all can only steer in my own lane, my own whip, full ownership, and my old bitch about the whole thing. I'm out of here, I'm gone. That's all, y'all, that's that. I left where I was at, and I ain't never going back.
I've been left a trap, now all I do is rap.
Selling dope, putting racks, I put that shit to the back. Why?
Cause we legitimate hustlers. Why? Cause we legitimate hustlers.
Might not be living life as fast, but it's definitely official. Like Big Mac with a strap or a referee with a whistle.
Why? Cause we legitimate hustlers. Why? Cause we legitimate hustlers. Hustlers.
Yo, we back. The Bloods and Blacks show in full effect. Man, you a bad boy. That's all I got to say, man. You are a bad boy when it comes to the vocals, for real.
Thank you, man. Thank you. I appreciate it. Sure.
For sure, for sure. You jabbed me up, though, with that you gonna learn, man.
Yeah, man,
that song
is done, it's
going to
be fire.
When that song is done, the Bloods and Blacks show needs to have the rights to the world premiere of that.
Yes,
definitely.
Yes.
Do that song.
Definitely. When I'm ready to release that, I'll definitely call in and let y'all get that.
For sure, because you messed with our minds with that song, you and JL. And then Slick is going to be in on it, too, when it's all said and done. Man.
Right.
So yeah. what's good in the, you know, what else you got going on, you know, after the mixtape drops and everything? What else what other projects you got lined up?
Besides that mixtape, this is actually just a pre-album mixtape. Here before the year ends, I'm planning on putting out my album. It's going to be called, I believe I'm just going to name it Since Then, and I've already started doing a couple tracks on that or whatever, and here in the future, me and Slick Watts, we putting out an album together. We already came out for a name for that. Go ahead and save that for a later date or whatever, but we're going to go ahead and drop that together, and me and my boy, Jag the Apostle, shout out to Jag. Jag is from Wise Guy, whatever. Me and him's going to go ahead and we're going to put a duo album out as well. We're going to go ahead and murder the game with that. Like, man, he's another one around here that's just a lyrical genius.
Oh, yeah, he is. I've actually had him on my show a few years back, as a matter of fact. I had, you know, just about everyone you mentioned, except for Slick, I've had on the show. I've had Mal Black on the show multiple times, actually. So, you know, every artist that you're down with, I'm down with as well. So, there you go.
Definitely. I got a couple other cats, you know. I definitely have to get y'all to get on the show, whatever. My boy, he's running with the camp, Sneak Sinatra. Big shout-out to Sneak Sinatra. Grew up with him up in the projects, up in JC. He's living up in CO right now, but he'll be back down to finish a couple tracks. You'll have a sneak appearance on my pre-mixtape album. And big shout-out to Bobby De Niro. Get him out the house every once in a while. You know, he's going through a little bit right now, but once he's back in full force, trust me, y'all gonna want to hear him. He's a force to be reckoned with as well. Young cat, too. He's nice. And I definitely can't forget about my boy Issues. We got to get him on the show. Comedian Issues, man. This dude is hysterical. He definitely loved being on this show, and y'all would love him.
Oh, okay. Okay. I just added him on Facebook, as a matter of fact. He added me, and we definitely will see about having him on in the next couple of weeks, actually.
Definitely. Anybody want to check him out or anybody else that I've mentioned, go check a couple samples. Check out MeezyMusic.com. The whole roster's on there as well as, you know, pictures, photo shoots, and all kinds of stuff on there. I got a chat room in there for everybody to get on, and blog room, and everybody go join that blog room, MeezyMusic.com, MeezyMusic.com.
Absolutely. Nephew Black, what you got?
See, I was just thinking, you talk about that album he's got coming out titled Since Then. I remember a track I heard a while back with him and HUG with that title, Since Then. And like that track started running through my head, man. You got to hear that, bud.
Yes, correct. Actually, that's what I'm going to go ahead and base that album off of, I believe. Slick Watts actually gave me the idea. You know, because, I mean, I put that song out back in 2008 as well as this other song called Take It, and I never really released it out in the open. I put it out on a couple websites or whatever, but I never put it on no CD, so not a lot of people's heard it. So I'm going to re-release this song, redo it, everything, have Chase remaster, do everything. Actually, just re-record everything and just base everything off of that. And I'm going to send that to you. Once we get done with this interview, I'm going to send you that track and Take It so you can hear it. Get a little feel for my old style, but...
Yeah, for sure. I will definitely add that to my queue as well. So, absolutely. And trying to upload this this last track, Ambition. It's taking a while. I don't know if you can upload tracks while we're on live. We're gonna wait for a little bit, but that's another world premiere. If we can't premiere it tonight, we definitely will be the first thing on our agenda next week. But in the meantime, since you brought up HCG, that is going to be our guest next week.
All right.
Yeah. So right now, we're going to just introduce him to the listening audience. I got a track by him called Crush on You, and we'll be back right here. Bugs and Black Show, baby.
If you're bad and you know it, throw your hands in the air. Rock your body like that. Got a man at the crib, open now, you don't care. Rock your body like that. If you're bad. Mama.
He's going to be working on one soon. He actually has a song on my new
the album that'll be out. It won't be on this mixtape, but my album. We got a song called Missing You, and Slick Watts will be featured on that as well. And it's that Uncle Boone.
Okay. Yeah. You know, we got to play that as well, for sure, because every time I see Uncle B, where's your album at, man? Where's your music at, man?
Right. Yeah, one thing I will say about Uncle D, he will damn near bring you to tears singing. He sung at my aunt's wedding. It was one of the most beautiful, and I ain't afraid to say it in front of everybody, man. I almost came to tears. He was singing the Luther Vandross song. I can't remember exactly which one it was. I think it was Always and Forever, and it just threw the whole house down, brought the whole church down, man. I'm telling you.
I know he tore it up. When I heard one of the songs that brings me to memory of Uncle D is when he did Frank Sinatra's New York.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I tell you what, he did it better than Frank, man. He had everybody giving him a standing ovation after that. People were throwing roses on the stage. He tore it up that night.
Yeah, Uncle D do his thing, man, for sure.
Yeah.
He was doing this for years.
Yeah.
He was in the R&B group back in his day.
Okay. That's what's up. And my uncle, T-A-Z, he's a producer, musician out of the Atlanta GA. He messaged me on Facebook and said he is really feeling you. He loves your music. So we're going to try to – he has his radio show, too, every Thursday night, 9:30, right here on the same channel, blogtalkradio.com/ATAZP. We're going to try to get you on his show in the next coming weeks. He's booked for a while, but we're going to try to get you on there as well, promote your music down south.
For sure. I can dig that. Appreciate it.
Yeah. For sure. So, you know, Nephew, you got anything?
Man, just looking forward to more music. I mean, get Uncle D on the track. People talk about Charlie Wilson. We got Uncle D. We don't need no Charlie Wilson.
Right.
You're right, man. That's probably one of the most intelligent things I ever heard you say, Black.
That's no, Uncle Wally. That's what we call him, the family and the media family and around and stuff, like all of our close friends and stuff. We call him Uncle Wally. So, you know, instead of Uncle Charlie, it's our Uncle Wally.
For sure. So, you just want to let the listener audience give your information out again. For those who didn't catch it, I'm actually on your website right now. I like the site. It's really well done. So go ahead and give the listening audience your info, how they can contact you, how they can purchase your music when it becomes available. Give them all that.
All right, definitely. Yeah, you can check me out on www.meezymusic.com. That's M-E-E-Z as in zebra, Y-M-U-S-I-C.com. You can check me out on Twitter. Follow me on Twitter, and that's at Meezy the Truth. It sounds just like it's spelled just like it sounds. I'm sorry. You can follow me and check me out on MySpace, which I really don't get on there no more, but MySpace.com/, I believe it was Meezy F Baby. You can check me out on Facebook, Facebook.com/ Meezy the Truth as well. And, well, actually, it's just Meezy the Truth. But let's see, what else can you do? The music, as far as that, when everything, me and Suspense was talking today, I'm going to have it, eventually it'll be on live mixtape, but first I'm going to try to get everything out, and I'm going to have it on iTunes. You can purchase hard copies from me, the fam. I'm going to try to get them out as far as I can and have people, you know, go take them a couple places, and all my family around in Ohio and everything, just everywhere, just network and send them out, whatever. You know, you can download it off, as I said, iTunes. I'm going to get on Reverb Nation and basically anywhere. You can find me anywhere because I'm starting this point on, you know, this is my dream. Once I get, you know, everything taken care of with my kids, it's nothing but music. I'm serious about this. So, you know, anybody want to contact me, you hit me up on Facebook or wherever.
Word, that's what's up. And we actually got a call coming in, another area code 304. Go ahead and state your biz.
What's good, man? This is DJ Rage, man. I just wanted to say a shout out to Meezy. What's up, Meezy?
It's good with you, man.
Those tunes are dope.
Hey, Rage. What's up, baby?
What's What's happening? What's happening? Man, those tunes are dope, man. I liked it. I liked it.
Glad to hear that, man. Yeah, got a lot of shit coming. A lot more to come. A lot more. I was actually going to hit you up earlier, send you a couple tracks, whatever. Next time, you know, you get a chance, whatever, you DJing or something, send you a couple tracks. You can go ahead and spread the word if you could.
Definitely shoot them through, man.
For sure. Since we got Jay Rage on the line, man, go ahead and give your info out to the listener and the audience. Let them know a little bit about you. This is the cat that does the In the Mix with DJ Jay Rage. We play it at the beginning of every Bugs and Black show. So just go ahead and give your info to the listener and the audience. Let them know, like, where you DJ at and where you're going to be at for the next coming weeks.
Okay, it's DJ Jay Rage. You can contact me on Facebook, Instagram. It's the same, DJ Jay Rage. Feel free to message me there, whatever. I'm doing a lot of work with the Grammy Gang, Grammy Gang Records. Look them up, Grammy Gang DJs. Shout out to Cold Pokes out there in Denver. They just got done with the show with Obi Trice out there. Check that out. Grammy Gang on Facebook. I've been working with TNT Productions. Shout out to Terrence Smitherman up here in East Liverpool, man. He's doing big things up there. A lot of big shows. We just got done with the big show, you know, the Wobble. We just got done with that. And there's just a lot more things coming up. Just hit me up, man. I'm around. I'm always doing some type of work in the mix, you know.
I got you doing a lot of work for the show.
Yeah. I got some in queue waiting.
word. That's what I like. Black, man, you got anything for Jay Rage?
Man, just keep doing what you do. I'm loving them mixes. I'm still, make me feel some type of way. I'm still bouncing to that one in my head right now, too.
Right. Hey, listen, anybody catch the name of that Royal Baby, man?
I ain't get it.
I'm saying, did they name that baby yet?
You know what? I'm tired of hearing about this Royal Baby. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't care if you get mad at me. I'm tired of it. For real. We Americans, we ain't British. I can understand they're going to play it on the news, on the world news for, you know, 5 minutes or so. But my goodness, man, it's for a whole month. People standing outside that door waiting for that baby to be born.
Yeah. All right.
Do we got a name for this baby?
I don't think so. I really don't. I think it's the Prince of Cambridge, whatever the hell his name is.
But honestly though, there's a big shout out to Catherine and whatnot, man. Like, you know, they don't use the drugs or anything for these ladies over here when they're going through their pregnancy or going through the birth giving. They don't.
Right, that's all.
They don't. Yeah, she's just straight up in there just doing her thing. And what they released her today, right? So she just did this yesterday, and she's walking around today.
Yeah, she is.
What? Tough woman.
You're right. Shout out to her. Shout out. Thank you. Shout out
to her. But the only problem is they ain't named this baby yet, so I need a name.
Yeah, I feel you. I feel you. So.
That's bothering me.
Right. So I tell you what, we're gonna go ahead and we're gonna end this show. We got about 3 minutes left. We're gonna jump into some kind of track. I don't know yet. something. Maybe some Wale or something. I don't know. But I want to thank Meezy for coming out and sharing his music with everybody. You know, big ups to you. And like I said, call in next week. We will premiere Ambition. You can let the listening audience know more about it. You know, so we'll have you on next week along with HUG. And and I know DJ Jay Rage, you will be calling in as well. It's going to be a full house next week. Can't wait.
Oh, for sure. You got me weekly.
For sure.
I appreciate
for sure. Absolutely. Nephew Black, you got any final words?
Shout out to BZ, H-U-G, J-Ray.
everybody remember to buy Uncle Taz's album. He needs draws and he needs lemonade and everything else. So,
I know he's laughing. I know he's hollering in the background, too. I know. Absolutely. Well, yo, this is Mr. B-U-G-Z. Bloods and Black Show. We will be back same time next week, 9:30. Until then, y'all, one love, baby.
My game, right? Don't need to know her name until I know her taste, right?
Right, 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 right.
My game, tight. My game, tight. Don't need to know her name until I know her taste, right?
Right, right, right.
Passion that she asking for. Her man always slacking, no. That's why when he out of town, I make sure she is not alone. That's when she gon' hit my phone. Tell me what's been going on. Tell me what's been on her mind, and I'm inclined to know some more. Tired of the normalcy. 9 to 5 is all a be. Cubicle is small as shit, and coworkers is talking stiff. Burnout phone, don't call a crib. Boyfriend on that jealous shit. He fathers her only kid. That's why my homies let him live. But Friday night, she gon' make him babysit. We gon' blow that haze a bit and get away from all of it. See, it's not right, but it's okay. You see, our love's just not the same. Cause any woman lacking love's entitled to a getaway.
Okay, my game tight, my game right. Don't need to know her name until I know her taste, right?
Right, right, right. My game tight, my game tight. Don't need to know no name until I know her taste, right?
You really think, well, is this downtown trip really necessary, you know, for the project?
Oh, no, you've got to go downtown. It's all downtown. Just like the song said.
Just like the song said.
A pool on her, it's temporary lust. You need it in the showing. Now for this time being, let's be in love with the moment. Okay, you dancing.